Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour. We throw the door, phones, text, email wide open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. Phone number 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923 and email info@rosieonthehouse.com. But I have to cover this real quick. You know, with there's a lot of things that have changed in radio broadcasting over the years. The call screening used to be sticky notes before computers. Then computers came along. Then, your news source, you used to walk into the radio station in the morning and there'd be a stack of the Republic, a stack of the Wall Street Journal, a stack of USA Today. I mean, there was 30 different newspapers they subscribed to in a stack, and you'd see different reporters grabbing different newspapers that they liked, and that was their news source. Now there's no paper. There's 10,000, maybe not that many. There's hundreds of screens everywhere, flat screens. You got multiple news channels and internets and connections. And one of the additions that have come to that is social media. And Mom on our Rosie on the House Facebook this morning posted a picture from y'all's date night this week with a question, mustache or no mustache for Rosie?
What?
Ooh, yeah,
blowing what? Up. it's the most active post we've had all week. And so far, Rosie, so if you've never seen a picture of Rosie, he's had a mustache since...
Since
Billy Cannon.
Since I got married, 40 years.
Not everyone knows LSU football players from the 50s.
I was relating to him, of course.
And
well, as you know, he had an accident last year. It's been a year, October 17th. Can you believe that? Man, what a year. And people still call the call screening station saying,
sure flew
you
by.
Know, yeah. I mean, if you sleep through half of it, that's, you know, lucky for you. But people still ask, is he okay? Because he sounds a little rough. But I put the picture up because I wanted everybody to see how good he's looking. And he's feeling great, and he's exercising, and he's coming to work, and he's, you know. But that voice, man, is just taking a little bit of time. So.
And they don't believe that he's in good health because mm-hmm. of the voice and mm-hmm. the paralyzed vocal cords from being the breathing tube that they put into. So she put a picture up, but then she said mustache or no mustache. And right now. We've got a lot more comments than this, but only about half of them are quoting on weighing in on the mustache conversation. And you're getting outpaced 10-1 on no mustache versus mustache.
They say it makes you look younger, babe.
We've only gotten two votes to keep the mustache, one of which is former editor of Arizona Highways, Wynn Holden. He says keep the mustache.
And your grandchildren all say keep the mustache, so you have to decide who's most important, I guess.
So you can weigh in and vote. I don't know if it's going to determine the outcome, but you go to our Facebook page and vote. Mustache or no mustache?
Well, let's get back to home improvement.
Oh, it's been so fun to hear from everybody. Thank you for all the prayers and well wishes and everything. It's been really sweet. Now you can go back to home improvement.
Very, very, very heart-touching, that's for sure. I got an interesting email this week, and we always like to compile this data. And this is one we're going to have to add. We'll have to give credit to this homeowner. But he was listening to the show, and we were giving tips on how to store things. And one of the ways we tell people to store paint samples is when you finish the paint job, take a little bit of the paint and put it in a cup. Take Saran wrap and make sure the rim of the paint can is very clean. Stretch the Saran wrap over.
Which is hard because
yeah, it's hard.
When you pour paint out of a paint bucket, you can't help but get it into
yes.
the rim unless you get one of the new attachments you can put
that
on
that helps
it.
A lot.
But still, you get paint in that thing, and you've got to get that cleaned out.
And one of the old tricks of the old journeyman painters is when they poured the paint, if they didn't feel like they were going to use that whole can, they took the paintbrush right then, while the paint was still fresh, inside that little capture groove around the outside of the paint, and take the paint wet and fresh, get it on the paintbrush, and get it back in the can so it doesn't build up, okay? So we would tell people, make sure the capture trench in the can was clean, stretch a layer of Saran wrap over the top of the can, take the lid, make sure it's clean, set it on top, and then use a rubber mallet to reseal all the way around the can. Do not use a hammer that puts dents and dings into the can or into the lid. Now, once you have it sealed up.
And to that point, when you open it, use the tool they give you. Don't use a flathead screwdriver.
That's for sure. Use a painter's key again so you can open it without crimping the lid. So with the Saran wrap and a clean lid and a clean can, all sealed back up really well, turn the can upside down. Now go to that little cup of paint you've got.
It's the same thing in concept and how they why wine racks generally are arced down is so that if it's been an open bottle, the wine stays against that cork to keep it moist and wet. Same thing you're doing here. You're taking that paint and you're sealing up any possibility of air seeping into that can.
Then you take, and the bottom of the paint can is clean, then you take that little cup that you poured and pour a little of that onto the bottom of the can. Let it dry, and then use a Marks-A-Lot and just say, Master Bedroom, September 2019. And store that can upside down, sealed up. Now, we were talking our way through all that. And
you've got another tip to that.
I've got another really good tip. What he does is when he's done finished painting.
And this is a listener's email.
This is a listener's email. Rick.
Is there like a URL? Can we tell? Is he like at like rickpaints.com? Is he a painter?
No, he's not a painter.
Okay.
But he is from Oro Valley.
Okay.
Rick from Oro Valley. He'll take a clean piece of lumber and have it cleaned and primed, ready to go. Then when he finishes the paint job, he takes the paint and paints over that primed piece of wood. Three good coats, lets it dry, and then he stores that piece of wood inside the house somewhere. And then he doesn't have to remember the brand of paint, or if the brand of paint is no longer made anymore, like in his case, the paint company that originally painted his house, the paint manufacturer was bought by someone else.
So the dyes have all changed a little
bit. So then you bring, every paint company now has an incredible ability to match. So now he can just bring that painted piece of wood that's marked with the date to the paint company. They do a computer match as to the color pigments and the sheen, whether it's flat, eggshell, low sheen, no sheen, or high sheen, and he gets a perfect match. So that's thank you to Rick in Oro Valley for sending us that one more great idea on storing paint for your project.
So that's a great way to have a physical old school way, a new digital way. You could, after you're done painting your master bedroom and you complete that project in your Rosie on the House app through Homezada, you would put not only the receipt of your paint purchase, but you would put your paint number in there. When I did Landry's room and Remy's room, and we used two different paint manufacturers on purpose just to see how they worked. And they're both pretty. I mean, they're both top of the line from the top of the line, and I don't know that I can tell a difference yet, but we've got the exact color code stored in our account. So if we ever needed a touch-up, we just go back and here's the paint code number.
Yeah.
Make it up for me, and 20 minutes later, walk out the door, if that, depending on the line in front of me.
All right. And one more email I got this week from an old friend. I actually helped build his house in Mayer, Arizona.
Oh. So he's come up to us at the Prescott Home Show before.
So Chuck writes, and he needs a little work done on his house in Mayer there. And he wanted just to check and see who to use. But he ended his email with this. Rosie, our son is getting some work done tomorrow in his, at his home in Chandler by one of your Rosie certified electricians. Oh, and let me just tell you this. He had a great experience with Isley's air conditioning. So he says, he just wanted me to know that Rosie certification goes down at least one generation. So he learned how to use the system when he lived in Phoenix, learned how to use the system when he lived in Mare, and now his kids are using it in the Valley.
We've got, after 30 years, we've got some that are third generation Rosie on the house. Maybe not referral network users quite yet, but definitely listeners.
So that renews our commitment to you Arizona homeowners to do what we have to do to stay your best friend. Stay the number one favorite resource in all of Arizona, as we recently just won in Tucson, Reader's Choice. So Tucson's number one resource, along with many of our Tucson Roth certified, Rosie on the House certified partners, all won favorites and best of Reader's Choice from the Tucson Daily Star. Very, very flattering event. We were very tickled to that. So,
and this is our open home hour. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. Text to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.